Good morning once again. Grace and peace to you from Jesus, our Savior and Lord. It's good to be here this morning with you. It's good to share God's word, and it's always good to do so under the sense of the Spirit being here. Welcome to our this is the first sermon under the theme or the series of That Is Not in the Bible. Amen. That is not in the Bible. And I'm the lucky one to initiate this conversation with you this morning. And in light of the opportunity, it's important for me to share what I think we say. For example, where we say everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Under, again, the series of that is not in the Bible. So we make this connection in light of that is not in the Bible, but yet we're still saying everything happens for a reason, right? Or even we say, God has a plan for you. Have you said that to anybody lately? Yeah, all those ideas are there. They're part of our spiritual conversation, if you wish. When we share what we think that God is telling us or telling you in a particular time in your life, especially when you are going through some type of issues that you need some help with. Now, in the perspective of a Latino person, and when we say everything happens for a reason, we mean it. It is there. Something for a Latino person say, you know, man, something is going to happen. And, you know, I know God is there, but, you know, there's a reason for that. Pretty much saying, don't worry about it. It happens. But at the same time, there's a spiritual condition in light of respecting that God is the one who has the control. So when we say in the Latino community, everything happens for a reason, we are proclaiming that God has seen what's taking place in your own life, and God is coming down or has come to you already to relieve you from whatever circumstances you might be involved with. I grew up in a Christian home. As you might know, my father was a pastor. I was educated in light of the doctrinal part of the Christian family, the theology, and all the understanding. And everything happens for a reason was there in this conversation. So now I grew up in thinking, well, this is what is happening with me right now, in a way. So those ideas of growing up in that spiritual, in the spiritual sense of my parents proclaiming that, it makes me personally rethink about what I learned in my early years to what took place in my life later on. See what I'm saying? What I learned as a child is that a teenager, the voices of my dad, the preacher, my mother, and so on, became clear to me that everything happens for a reason, and I carry that to my adulthood. And I told the story this before to some people, and my family know the story. I was called to the ministry kind of late in the way. Well, late because I was not really ready for it. I was not me. I wanted to make mucho dinero, mucha plata. I was in a university in Puerto Rico going through the business law degree, and I went ambitiously as a young person. I wanted to make money, not to preach the gospel. Well, that changed later on. In one point in my life, in my senior year in college in Puerto Rico, I was touched by the presence of God indicating me that you need to change your position under my control. You need to give in to what I have for you. It was clearly a conversation, a spiritual redirection in my life that God is pulling me to really change my way. He wants to do something else, not business law. You want to be a preacher. You're going to be a pastor. And I was rejecting that anyway. It's a long story. And in my last year of college in Puerto Rico, people from Springfield, Missouri, Bible College came, and my wife is here because we went together, the same school, and she knows the story. Sorry, I'm boring you. And we, you know, the people from Bible College came to my hometown, Puerto Rico, and we got together, and the coach came. I played basketball in Puerto Rico. And I was playing basketball in the United States. So he came and invited me, come play basketball in Springfield, Missouri, Central Bible College. Of course. And you can study the Bible. Basketball and the Bible. Anyway, but I came. I left home, my mom and dad, my siblings, my people, arroz con gandules. I left all the food, all the people that I knew. I came to Springfield, Missouri, from Bayamon, Puerto Rico. Can you imagine? We are landing in Springfield, Missouri, Central Bible College. The first night of us being there, we just went to our room and placed our suitcases, and one of my friends, well, we met him in Puerto Rico, he said to us, let us go out to eat. We pull in, let's go out to eat. It was around 6 o'clock in the morning. In the evening, we're pulling out of the college. It was like a small hill, and a drunk driver flying came as we pulled off and impacted us and pulled us all away. I woke up in the hospital, and I was saying, what? What am I doing here? Cats all over the place, you know, patches, and people talking to me. Are you okay? He said, what's happening? I was confused. I was hurting. I was completely destroyed. This is not what really is supposed to happen. And I laid in the bed for a couple of days thinking, everything happens for a reason, Eliezer Ortiz. Everything happens for a reason. How are you going to really cope with this? People were coming in and out, talking to me about different things. They were speaking English. Not Spanish. English from, you know, the South, the Midwest, Minnesota, you name it, from all over the place. And I was laying there, who are you people? I know you're coming here with a good intention, but I do not completely get it. I'm hurting. I just wanted to go home. I wanted to go see mommy. I wanted to go embrace mommy. You know, all that stuff came to me in the way of what I think now. What Paul is saying, as we read in verse 28, that I'm going to repeat with you this morning. He says, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. We know that all things, everything that can happen, accidents, things that will come to you and me, well, it will be okay in the end. And you ask him, well, you are losing it. How can you say that? Paul is indicating that in light of what the love of God. It will come together if you, those who love God. I did love God in my own way. I attended church with my mom and dad. I was involved in the youth activities. I was involved in the whole sense of what the church was about. I demonstrated that my, you know, by God, I love you. I said that to him. As I was placed myself in the position that I was when I tended to come to Bible college, I said, well, Lord, you know, now I not completely get it. But I do remember my mother saying to me when I was leaving, say, son, remember that the God who called you will be with you forever. And that's what Paul is indicating. If you are called by God to be who you are, not only you have been called, but you are being redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you know, there is a position that you have taken to be exactly what God wants you to be. We all encounter a situation where we say, Lord, why? Where are you? Why do I have to go through all this? Me or my family or people that I know? Why, you know, it is part of our own reality. But when Paul is indicating, you know, God loves you so much that he's right there next to you. As you lay in this hospital bed thinking about going back home, no, he wants you to stay here. Because he has something for you, Eliezer Ortiz. Do not give up at this point. Continue believing that this is going to be okay. Now, that is in the Bible. Right? The idea of that we say, well, you know, there's a reason for everything. Or everything happens for a reason. That is not in the Bible. Right? No. We erase that. What is in the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And the declaration that Jesus gave to the disciples said, believe me, go and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ all over the world. And remember that I will be with you to the end. That was a declaration that Jesus gave his disciples when they went out to proclaim the good news. God is with us, and his love is real. And that is in the Bible. His love is all over the Bible for you and for me. From the beginning to the end, God is with us, redeeming us and giving us a new hope through him. And for that, we say thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, O Lord, for your love and your care. Lord, allow us to see you through our situations, our own realities, and allow us to proclaim the goodness of your presence, O Lord. We thank you for being with us. That's your promise that we take home. We pray in Jesus' name.